got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Monday again. Rainy days and Mondays always build me up. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5377-888-77-JESSE. Brand new biblical question. Yes, and it's a doozy. It's a doozy. Get ready. Are you ready? What will happen if you neither agree nor disagree with others? What will happen if you neither agreed or disagreed with others? What will happen? That question is so deep, it makes you want to slap your mama. Amazing. And we're going to deal with today, last week's question today as well. At least I plan to. We got to see how the show goes, if time permits. Brand new biblical question, though. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad if you're running around. If you're over in Colorado, carrying out a suicide bombing, if you are protesting one against another for whatever cause, if you are black and you live in Arizona and you're fighting to get black information in school books about Black Lives Matter, George Floyd, and Colin Kaepernick, Colin Kaepernick. What happened?
I don't know. That was weird.
Colin Kaepernick. And you try to get that to teach the children because your culture ain't got nothing good to teach them. You still could be listening to the show. And you can podcast once you get home. You can podcast once you get home. But while the show is happening, you may just be working out at the gym, running or whatever. You still could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. Amazing. Not only is it Monday, and not only is it men's forum this week because it is the 1st of June. What the? And every first Thursday of the month, we have the men's forum. Monday, we take all calls as they're coming in, but Mondays is and will be forever. And we take the ladies as they call in on Mondays and other days too, ladies, because Monday is female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. A spiritual battle. If you missed yesterday's fellowship and you are the man or woman that want to overcome your issues in life, really, you're working on you. You want a peaceful life while you live and not live in misery all your life and then you die and then you're stuck in misery. If you're one of those people that want to overcome, sincerely want to, I highly recommend your podcast, Yesterday Fellowship. And not just yesterday, every Sunday's fellowship. It was just amazing. The help will come when you invite it. But most people do not want help. Only a handful, and it's always been this way since humankind, mankind on earth. Only a few people really want to return to the Father. That's why they don't really seek the truth, or when they hear it, they reject it, or whatever, because they love the thrills of being miserable. So if you missed yesterday's fellowship, you can podcast for anyone in the whole wide world, because the problem are the same, and they're caused by the same source, and they're solved by a different source. But the same source, all right? It's a spiritual battle. I have told you once, and I've told you twice, and I've said 1,000 times in the last 35 years that my country's gone, and it's not coming back. I can officially tell you now, it's over for America as we knew it. It's gone. And it's never going to come back. You think hell has been rough in America in the last however many years. You haven't seen anything yet. It's gone now. America, the government, and the media have finally opened the doors wide open during the last, before Donald Trump years, and told every illegal alien around the world, come on in. We're not going to check you to see who you are, your background, or anything. Come on in, and we're going to pretend that you're a refugee. And you just tell them you're refugees and cross the border. Here's a cell phone, free cell phone, if you have issues trying to get across. And the cell phone is to pretend that you're going to turn up to court, show up at court at some point, and plead your case. And America has allowed every asshole person from the asshole country into America. And now, you will be experiencing more and more terrorist attack in America, as they've been doing for years in Israel, in Gaza, wherever those places are over there in that part of the world where terrorist attack has been going on for years, in Iran, Iraq, wherever. And I remember when it was not apparent in America. I don't know if it was happening or not, but we didn't know about it. I didn't. And now, your government, the Democratic Party, and right-o Republicans have told to our enemy, you guys can come on over here. we won't check you out. Chinese spies, Allahu Abba people, Jewish-hating people, Christian-hating people. And over the last 4 years or so, they have been stomping and burning the American flag. And they have been taking down the American flag and putting up Allahu Abba flags, Mexican flags, everything but American flags. Nothing was done about it. They have shouted death to America in America and death to Israel in America, and nothing was done about it. You turn a blind eye to it because the government want it this way. Because what you don't know, and only because you won't pay attention, is that the government love wars. The media love it. They make lots of money from it. That's the only reason it happens. And the heart is wicked. The heart is wicked, and then they want to make money. And they are willing to let Americans die to get a dollar bill and perceive power. They're willing to send you off to war to so-called protect other countries and let you die at the age of 20, 19, 18, 21, 22, so that they could get profit from war machines and things like that. And because you're not paying attention and they tell you, you're a patriot. You are a patriot. You fight for America. You are a patriot. And when you're killed in war, they drape a flag over you, and they have a fake funeral, and they go back to war again, putting you and your children, your family at risk. We now have ISIS, Allahu Akbar people, on American soil. And exactly what's happening over in Israel and other countries is now in America. And it's going to get worse. For the first time in a law, since that 7/11 or 9/11 thing. Was it 9/11? And when they built it with a bomb. Yeah, 9/11 attack. That was my first time really seeing America running for their lives because Allahu Akbar people had made it to the land. Now they are embedded in America, underground and hitting everywhere. Ain't no way our government is going to ever find all of them to the point where they can stop this from happening. It just ain't going to happen. They're embedded into America now. And they came here illegally and so by so-called college permit or whatever. And they stayed visa. And some overstayed because they were not worried about it. They know Joe Biden and Obama, those guys were not going to come looking for them. And America's lives is now at risk. More so than any other time in the history of America. And yet, you vote for the same people over and over and over again. I'm looking at California fall apart. Caribas, no good. Caribas and Gavin Newsom and all those people, they are proving time and time again they're not going to make California better. They're going to do everything they can to make it work. Gavin Newsom put a hold on 2 oil refineries in California. And now the gas price is going to go even up higher. That's a setup. That's intentional. It wasn't necessary. And yet you vote, you turn right around voting for him again if he runs. Carrie Bass is doing nothing, so-called mayor of L.A., to make L.A. better at all. Zero. It's not in her. And yet, you vote her in again. They allow your communities to burn down. And Trump came and then he told Caribbean, don't get involved in holding people up from rebuilding. Oh, no, we won't. We're gonna let him do it. We ain't gonna get in the way, Mr. President. And lo and behold, after all that time months have gone by on the three homes that I'm told have been rebuilt. Think about that. And you still vote for the Democrats. You get the government you deserve. That's what you want. That's what you get. And you vote, turn right around and vote them over again, and then you cry. And then they'll blame Trump, and you'll jump on board blaming Trump like you ain't got, like you have no sense. But I do what you want, but I'm warning you. The terrorist attack are now, attackers are now embedded in America. And at your major events and places like that, you run a risk of being killed. Fox News is reporting there was a terrorist attack in Colorado. An Egyptian national who came into the country 2 years ago and overstayed his visa has been charged in a gruesome terrorist attack that left 8 people injured in Boulder, Colorado, on Sunday. Watch this.
Good morning, Carly and Todd. The FBI says this began as a peaceful event on Sunday. A group of people in Boulder had been marching at a pedestrian mall calling for the release of Israeli hostages in Gaza. Then police say 45-year-old Mohammed Sabri Soliman from El Paso set people on fire with that makeshift flamethrower. Video shows the smoke and people screaming. Authorities say 8 people were hurt, 4 women and 4 men between the ages of 52 and 88.
Witnesses are reporting that the subject used a makeshift flamethrower and threw an incendiary device into the crowd. The suspect was heard to yell "Free Palestine" during the attack. As a result of these preliminary facts, it is clear that this is a targeted act of violence, and the FBI is investigating this as an act of terrorism.
DHS and ICE sources tell our Bill Malugin Soliman entered the U.S. in August 2022 with a non-immigrant visa. He was authorized to stay until February 2023, but he never left. On March 2023, he was given a work authorization visa under the Biden administration that was valid until just this past March.
In the United States of America, America is now dealing with this. Remember when we would hear about these things over in other countries, Israel and Palestine, over there, when we would hear about these suicide bombers? I remember when we first started reporting these bombing things in Israel, they were blowing up the Jews at bus stops and in marketplaces and everywhere. They are now in America. Those little people, regular citizen people running around, out trying to have a good time. And now they're running around afraid, people falling out, getting hurt because of a suicide bomber chanting death to, free Palestine, whatever they were saying, free Palestine. This is in the United States of America. My country has changed forever now. And this isn't going to get worse. Because you've allowed so many years to go by and so much time to go by where these people have been chanting these things on college campuses and nobody's done anything about it. Stepping on, burning and stepping on American flags and everything. Death to America on American soil. And you did nothing. The signs have been there forever and you've done nothing. America, your normal way of life is over. While you're fighting over race and who liked you and don't like you and all this other nonsense, our government and others have been plotting behind your back for more power and money. And that's why they keep you fighting and angry, because they can control you when you're emotional. And now that this has happened, watch how the laws are going to come down. And every law they create ain't going to put you in prison. in bondage. Take away your guns. If you go to these outdoors event thing, you got to show all your personal ID, keeping records on you. They'll imprison you. They did the same thing in Africa. They have so many laws in Africa that make you want to holler. And all the laws are against the people, against white people, and the black citizens who are not in for all this stuff that's happening there. It's affecting them, too, as it is in America. This terrorist attack, according to a report, they say it's a terrorist attack. It's happening in America. Did you see the people running around afraid? Does that look like a foreign, look like it happened in a foreign land? It's not. Your way, the American way of life, is gone. It's over. This is a new. Here's an eyewitness account to the attack.
There was a woman that crossed the street saying there's someone throwing fire at people.
Brian had brought his niece and nephew to Boulder for a hike, never expecting anything like this.
The guy who had these two what looked like water bottles, but I quickly like realized it was they were Molotov cocktails with like a red cloth sticking out of each one. He also had a tank of what looks like water, like a gardening chemical spray type of thing. He had a orange vest on as well, and people have said that he was using it as a flamethrower, so he was spraying it while lighting it on fire and catching people on fire.
The attacker shouting anti-Semitic remarks. Brian stopped recording long enough to call 911. With police on the way, Brian joined the effort to help those who'd been burned.
I grabbed one of their buckets, went to the fountain, tried getting water, like the cold water, to try and put on some of the other burned victims, which were about five or six others from what I could tell.
Police and paramedics arrived within about 10 minutes, Brian says, but not before he had witnessed the unthinkable.
Every one of the victims that I could tell, that I saw, had skin basically melted or hanging from their legs.
Thankfully, it all ended as police arrived.
And then when they got him in the vehicle, he shouted Free Palestine. They told him to shut up.
This, I want to remind you, is in the United States of America. This is the real beginning. And it's not new because we had the terrorist attacks September 11th. And then we've been hearing about little attacks. Like, there was a parade once over in somewhere. A white people parade is celebrated. And some guy drove the car down through the crowd and killed people or injured people. This is going to get worse. This is evil. And evil was already in America, but in a big way now, because your government, with the help of you, because you voted for it, and you had no problem, not everybody, of course, with the borders being wide open. And even now, your government, especially the Democrats, are fighting to keep the terrorists in America. El Salvador people and everywhere. They'll fight. Just think about this. They're fighting to keep terrorists in America. And they're not afraid to let you see it. They don't care that you know that they're doing it. And some of you voters out there are supporting it. And get you killed. And they don't care because they know you're going to vote for them again. That's how blind you are. Welcome to the new way of life in the United States of America. You will be living in fear. Oh, you're already living in fear, but this is like, it's taken it to another level. God bless America, right? That soundbite was from Fox 31 out of Denver. Did you ever imagine ever that we would be dealing with this in the United States of America? I remember reporting on this over the last 35 years in foreign countries. People killing, going into crowds, killing each other with knives and others with knives and things like that. You never imagine it would be in America. You and I thought we had better protection, that there's no way our government would allow this to happen to we the people in the United States of America. But what has happened, you've allowed the wrong people to get in lead, so-called leadership, government and media, to run our country. And it's only going to get worse. And what they have cleverly done, and they're getting worse too, they have put women in the role of leadership, knowing, they know, that it's not in her nature to lead. And then when you put women in control, they already know that it's not going to work, and that because of her mentality and emotions, it's going to only get worse because she is emotional. And so there's so many things that have been set up to make sure that America is over, doomed. You're not going to be able to go out to events. Some people still go and take the risk and get killed or whatever because their ego won't let them resist. They need some type of excitement in their lives. Otherwise, they will feel unimportant, like nothing. So they need excitement. The one thing that the enemy knows that human beings need excitement. Football, basketball, dancing and singing and running around. And so the enemy knows that, and the attack will happen in places where the crowd will be because they're going to show up for their excitement. What a setup, huh? And because you can't see, you don't understand what's going on. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. I suggest you start working on you so you can live in peace in spite of all the hell that's going on around you, and you will be protected from it. I can't tell you how. I know how, but I can't tell you right now. I have time. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Canada and talk to Stephanie. Stephanie, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Stephanie. Speak up for me.
Okay, wait. Okay, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. Actually, I'm the one that came to see you last month at your church. I don't know if you remember, like on a mid-May. On a Sunday?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I do remember.
Yes. So I've made a realization, actually, because, you know, sometimes, like, I would listen to the show and some things I wouldn't necessarily agree with them.
Yeah.
And, you know, and actually what had happened is yesterday I went to a wedding of someone that I've known for years, and I got very emotional at the wedding. Like, as soon as she came to walk, like, I started crying. and as I'm crying, I kind of, like, I was thinking, I'm like, this have nothing to do with her. Like, you're crying because, number one, I was holding on to this idea of waiting for so long.
Yeah.
And number two, I almost kind of, like, told myself, when is it gonna be my turn?
Yeah.
And I'm telling myself, like, it's her day and you're finding a reason to make this about you. Like, that is insane. Like, just give her her moment and be happy for her genuinely. Yeah. And the tears wouldn't come out because you're just living in the moment.
Stephanie, that is amazing. Hold on for me. Let me take a quick break.
Okay.
888-7753-773. Back in a moment.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. Couple quick announcements. Number one, the Haik report is coming up at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then at 11, there is no Joy of Friday today on the show. Not today. He'll be back tomorrow. So no Joel Friday at 11. At 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon today. You don't want to miss it. I think we have a special on the Cameo, but I don't know yet. I don't have the information. I don't want to announce that until I know for sure what the, I know I was told about it, but I don't see anything here about it. Cameo special, but I'll tell you later. And at 2 p.m., a brand new episode of Punchin' TV at 2 p.m. Punchin' TV. Watch this.
Special guest, Jesse Lee Peterson.
Hi, my special. I'm here every day.
We got some stories to show you.
Oh, Lord.
I have a theory about white people. So I feel like...
She's one of the dumbest girls I've ever seen. This is part of that white genocide coming.
There's this guy that recounts seeing Lucifer fall from heaven.
I don't know.
I would love to interview him because I want to know what type of drugs he used.
Is it possible that you can still fall away though you're in heaven?
What now? Punchin' TV today at 2 p.m. Believe me, you don't want to miss that. It was interesting. It was fun too, but it was interesting. All the subject, the issues that we dealt with at 2 p.m. And you can support the Punchin' TV. You become a member and all that kind of stuff there. On YouTube. All right. Amazing stuff at 2 p.m. And when I find out about the Cameo stuff, I hope to have it before the show, end of this show, and I can tell you about it. All right. I know I was told about it, but I forgot what it was. I want to go back to Stephanie out of Canada. So, Stephanie, you said that you went to this wedding, you were crying, and then you realized during the crying, it was all about yourself and nothing about your friend that was getting married.
That's right. That's right. And basically, like, what it made me realize was when you said all emotions are evil.
Yes.
And when you had said that, I'm like, I thought you're the one that had lost your mind. Because I'm like, how can something positive be negative? And I feel like the ego, it's very sneaky, and it comes in disguise. So you get caught up in it, and I'm like, oh, I'm being, you know, so supportive. But underneath it was it was always just coming back to me, and it was like very selfish driven.
Yeah.
And it's the first time that I've realized that, because I always end up crying at a wedding. I even had paper in my purse. And I'm like,
you go to the wedding ready to cry.
I am. I wear like a waterproof makeup. I have the paper. Like, I know it's going to happen. So I prep myself for when it happens. But it was.
When she's crying, she's lying.
And mind you, I bought that shirt. I'm like, what am I doing?
That's amazing that you were able to catch it in the act. And now that you're caught it in the act, you're going to move away from that naturally. That's going to change for you.
Yeah. 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 And then the rest of the night, it went very well. Yeah. I stopped crying. And then after the ceremony, like when the, you know, the wife and the husband, they were taking pictures, at one point I wanted to go in the bathroom, gather my thoughts. And again, that was just me not being comfortable with the emotion and just finding a reason to run away from it. I was like, I can't wait to go home and process these thoughts and process this emotion or call someone to share it. And I'm like, you're not going to do none of that. You're going to stay here. You're okay. Let it, like, this too shall pass. You don't need to make a bigger deal out of it. And just being comfortable in the uncomfortable moment and, you know, staying with it. Like, I was just remembering things that you said, but it clicked. Like, it made sense from what you were seeing. So it wasn't about, like, agreeing with you. It was more about living in it and understanding it and coming to the same conclusion. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, what's going on right now?
Wow.
Yeah.
Stephanie, yeah. I'm telling you, if you stay with that, watching what's happening in you, watching what's passing through you, you haven't seen anything yet. It's just going to become clearer and clearer and clearer. And if you stay with it, you're going to realize that everything you've been taught your whole life has been wrong. And that's why your life has not been working. And so just stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Yes.
That is amazing.
Awesome. Oh, one more comment. And that's also something else, I guess, I realized after the fact. It's really about, like, it's true when you say, like, what's happening into you is happening into someone else.
Yeah.
Because I could have, and sometimes it's not the exact same thing, but you kind of understand the other person better.
Yes.
Which for, like, you end up loving them just out of the understanding of, it's bigger than them. And again, I feel like quite often we're thinking that we're driven by, you know, wanting what's best for the other person. Or we're like, I always thought of myself, I'm just, you know, this nice person. And the more that I get to know of me, and I'm like, no, there's some evil in there. Like, it's not all genuine as I would think. And it's really to stop and think. And wanting what's best for someone doesn't require all these, like, emotional, you know, like, overwhelming feeling. It's very peaceful. It's very passive. It's very natural.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amen. There is a kingdom. There's another reality inside of us. And when we start living from within, everything starts to change for the good. And the people around you may or may not see it because they won't understand it. But you will, and you will have perfect peace. Stay with it.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah, I don't preach to anyone. I just, because I'm still learning. You know what I mean? I cannot go out there saying something to, like, working on myself is a full-time job.
Yes.
So I don't have time to preach and convince anyone else or justify my decisions. I just stay with it, working on not having any needs or wants and focusing on God only.
Christ said.
So that's the journey right now.
Christ said once he did the healing, go and tell nobody. And everybody go and preach. Everybody all of a sudden want to be a preacher. Amazing. Stephanie, amazing call. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Take care, JLP.
Bye. Amazing. 888-775-3773. That is amazing. Oh, amazing. Let me go to first-time caller out of Texas. Corey out of Texas. Corey, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Amazing. Good morning, Jesse. How are you doing this morning?
All is well. Good morning.
So I just wanted to let you know, I came across your content through YouTube, and I was watching a lot of your videos, and I agree with a lot of your stances, and I really just thought you were just incredibly funny. But as I started to listen to you, I realized behind your comedy, whether intentional or non-intentional, there was a lot of wisdom. And I know you kind of speak about in terms of situations with men, sometimes you need to just walk away from your children. And my question this morning, Jesse, I'm dealing with my ex-wife, and I have a 13-year-old daughter who is amazing, and no pun intended. But specifically, I just became aware of my ex-wife's boyfriend has been kissing my daughter on the lips, and I tried speaking to them about this situation before. I recently came back to San Antonio about at the beginning of January. I was about like an hour and a half away due to a job I was working, so I didn't really have access to my daughter as much. But once I was no longer at that job, I moved back to San Antonio. And my ex-wife coaches my daughter's soccer team. And the first time that I saw my ex-wife's boyfriend kiss my daughter on the lips, I should have said something right then and there, but I didn't. And I let my daughter know, kind of like letting her know, like, hey, you know, just that's not necessarily right. You shouldn't be doing that. And to give you context, the man that she's with, she's been with him since we divorced, and we've been divorced since, I think, 2018, if my memory serves me correct. And my daughter, she was maybe around like 5 or 6 when he came into her life. I was in the operating room when my daughter was born. There were first steps, first words, everything. But my ex-wife and I divorced her. It just was not working out. I don't want to get off the track, but
yeah.
The second time that I noticed this incident happen again, I tried to speak to my ex-wife, letting her know, like, hey, I want to speak to your boyfriend about the situation. And it just blew up in my face. We were in a public setting. This had happened after my daughter's soccer game. And she just was just yelling at me. I was yelling back at her. No profanity was used or any like name calling, but to the onlookers looking at us, even my daughter, she saw it. And I didn't feel proud in that moment because I didn't like that my daughter saw me in that light. But my ex-wife, I just let her know, like, hey, I'm going to talk to the boyfriend about about him kissing my daughter on the lips. And she just retorted immediately, well, he's going to continue to do it. He's been doing it since you left. I'm not going to stop it. And it threw me for I just kind of like, and mentally, it threw me off. And that was that. And I talked to my daughter about it, like, hey, stop doing that. Don't let it happen again. Fast forward a couple weeks later, after another soccer game, I was finally able to speak to him. And, you know, I let him know, like, hey, I appreciate you supplementing my fathership and everything. I would appreciate if you stopped doing this behavior. And his response was, well, I'm going to let your daughter be the decider on if it continues. And I'm just thinking, it just really had me upset internally. But we're in a public place. I'm not trying to embarrass my daughter or myself or anything like that. So I just shook his hand. I just stated to him, hey, I would appreciate if you would not do that again. And I'm at a soccer game again, and they do it in front of me. And at this point, I'm like boiling, just like really mad. But I'm like, you know, just cooler heads prevail. I'm just like, I'm not going to give in and just make this into a bigger scene. Because it was about my daughter's soccer team that day. I didn't want to take away from that or just make it look as if, oh, there's this angry black guy and all this other stuff. My ex-wife, she is Mexican. So just to give you context. And after that happened, I was just really, really upset. But I decided I filed charges against them. And my question, against the boyfriend, my question to you And thank you for allowing me to really vent that. Am I doing the right thing by filing those charges, or should I just wipe my hands of it and just walk away?
The couple of questions before I respond to that. When you first saw it happen, why didn't you go right to him and deal with it then?
Just due to it being in public, and I didn't want it to, one, as I stated, I just came back into, I guess, more on a routine basis, being in Vivian, well, just being in at my daughter's soccer games, because prior to that, I was away, and I just didn't want to make a scene in that particular situation.
And why did you think it was going to be a scene?
Just due to I would be looked at as the outcast, essentially, and a lot of people, because he is well-known amongst the parents and whatnot, and nobody really knows me. And I know that my ex-wife has not painted me in the best picture, whether through social media or just she really paints this narrative as if she's a victim. And I mean, I'm by no means am I a saint or anything, but she just has a habit of really painting herself in that light. So,
and why are you concerned about how others will see you?
At the time, I just didn't want it to be a bigger situation because I'm walking to this in a situation nobody knows me, and I was more concerned with how others would perceive me.
And why?
And I just not wanted to live into that stereotype of causing a scene, so to speak, or like this angry black guy or something.
And why?
I just let fear get to me. I should have said something right then and there. But I didn't.
And so you didn't confront him because you were concerned at how others going to see you, and you have fear?
Correct.
And what was the fear?
The fear of maybe other people would see that, and it would just like be a big fight or something along those lines.
Amazing.
Because as I stated, I was the only person. I don't know any other parent there, and I know he's built rapport with the other parents or whatnot, and as I stated, my ex-wife is she's the head coach of the soccer team. So this happened at a soccer game.
And do you need to know other people in order to stand up? In this life, you got to be willing to stand alone. Why aren't you willing to do that?
I am now. I just, as I stated at the time, I really let my judgment just get the best of me. And prior to this,
what made you think that you are now willing to stand alone?
I mean, I've said something to him before, like recently, because it just got to a point where I'm like, okay, I need to like say something. But this wasn't the first time that I've had a blow up with my ex-wife before. She had done it when I was in a restaurant.
Can't you deal with life without anger? Or why won't you? You won't have blow ups and things like that. Why won't you deal with life without anger?
That's a great question. I'm in a much better space now. When I say the blow up, I should preface it by stating.
Come back to the phone. She blew up. Right into the phone.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. She had at a restaurant because we exchanged our daughter, and she would be the primary parent. I typically get her on weekends. And there's a situation when I dropped her off at a restaurant and she blew up in front of me. And the way she positioned herself during the argument, it was her and her boyfriend, which is the person I'm speaking of, and then me and my child were on the same side. And she just was like yelling at me in front of people in public. And at that time...
Why do you care about that?
Well, it's not that I don't care.
But why do you have to argue with her at all? What would happen if your wife came to drop your daughter off to you and she blabbermouth, but you don't give her any feedback, or you just take your child and go your way? What would happen then?
Well, nothing would happen.
Why don't you do it that way?
Well, I've been doing that, and I guess it's just, even if I like speak to her, it just immediately goes left.
So why do you speak to her? You don't have to speak to her. You owe her nothing. You did for your daughter. You owe her nothing. You don't owe her hello or goodbye. You don't owe her any argument, feedback, or anything. Why do you do that? Why do you participate in evil?
I've been told by family members and just how I was raised, and I'm thinking for myself, I want to be able to show to my daughter that her parents can get along, at least be cordial. But even me, like, speaking, it just blows up.
So you're not cautious of her. If you dealt with it perfectly, meaning don't argue with this woman, don't have anything to say to her, then your daughter would see peace, how to deal with things by watching how you do it. But if you go in there arguing, you and your wife not setting a good example for her at all. What did, when you ask, she's 13, right?
Yeah, she'll be 14.
When you,
later this year.
I'm sorry?
She'll be 14 in a couple of months, but yes, she's 13.
How old is she now?
She's 13.
Oh, okay. When you ask her about her, this man kissing her on the lips, what does she say about it?
She doesn't seem, she doesn't see it as an issue. She actually has repeated to both of them that they are her parents. And she's even told me that the boyfriend is her dad. Because I'll ask her, I'm like, okay, what is he to you? And she'll say, oh, he's my dad. Or sometimes I'll call and I'll say, okay, you know, like, who's there with you? And she'll say, oh, I'm just here with my parents. And I had to eventually even talk to her about that. Like, okay, your mother and I are your parents, nobody else. You don't have another dad. You don't have another mom. Yeah. But that's even taken a while. She doesn't do it as much now, but even that was a fight, kind of like reiterating that to her and really breaking that down. And the most recent time regarding the kiss, she's a child, and I understand she's going to be confused. And from her brain, she is confused. Now, mind you, I did create the situation. I take ownership of that. And I definitely realized, like, where I'm at. But I did still have to, like, let her know when she said that he's her father, her dad. I'm like, okay, well, I'm your father. No other man on this planet is. I'm your dad. That's just your mom's ex. I mean, I'm sorry, your mother's, my ex-wife's boyfriend. You happen to live with him, and you live with your mom, but that's it.
Because of time, let me ask this.
Mm-hmm.
So now you reported this guy to the police?
Correct, yes.
And what happened as a result of reporting him to the police?
Well, the investigation is currently ongoing, and they're going to be in contact with me. So,
what was the purpose of reporting him to the police? Your wife is okay with it. Your daughter is fine with it. She said that's her father, not you. What was the purpose of reporting him to the police?
I don't think that any grown man should be kissing a child that's not his on the lips.
But you can't do anything about it. You're not there. Are you able to hold for me?
Yes, I can. Yes.
Hold on. 888-775-3773. A quick break. Hate news coming up, not the fake news, and I'll be back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
A whole lot of mess. Some serious mess going on in the world. There's a White House chief of staff, the Ice Queen, getting impersonated, allegedly. And that Boulder terror attack. Many other things. Dozens of Palestinians reportedly shot and killed on Sunday in Gaza. And on it goes. This is the end of hour one of Female Monday, everybody. June 2nd, 2025 AD. There is one line open. You can call in right now, even during Hake News, not Fake News. And JLP will be right back to your calls. Hang tight, callers. We appreciate you. And we will also get to your super chats from Friday, from Saturday, because some people buy coffees and cash apps on Saturday, and from Sunday, Church with Jesse Lee Peterson, and today, Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports someone has apparently been impersonating White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles. You've probably heard about that, right? One of President Trump's closest advisors and the first woman to hold the title of Chief of Staff. Susie Wiles reportedly believes her phone and contact list were hacked. Boomer, shout out. I don't know. The administration only discovered the issue when several senators, or at least a few, governors, top business executives, and other well-known figures reached out to the White House to verify the calls and text messages they received were actually from Susie, S-U-S-I-E, Wiles. The matter is currently under investigation. Wow, everybody's getting sharing stuff on Signal. Bunch of boomers and Gen Xers. And Gen Y, actually. Boulder attack. A shirtless man, according to CNN, allegedly assaulted a group of people in Boulder, Colorado on Sunday. They were attending a Jewish community event, right? Run for their lives. A weekly run for, you know, to free the hostages over in Israel. To support the hostages taken by Hamas during the October 7th, 2023 attacks on Israel. The FBI, liberal FBI, identified the suspect as Mohammed, M-O-H-A-M-E-D, different spelling than from what you're maybe used to, Mohammed Sabri Soleiman, nice American name, not an illegal alien, by the way. He overstayed his visa, I heard. Age 45, the FBI said that he yelled, "Free Palestine!" and other supposedly, quote-unquote, anti-Semitic evil things. And he used a makeshift flamethrower. Wow. And threw Molotov cocktails. They hit the ground and exploded into flames. At least 8 individuals, 4 men and 4 women, ranging in age from 52 to 88, injured in the attack. Soleiman, that's Mohammed Sabri Soleiman, arrested and booked in the county jail on multiple felony charges. The attack comes a little over a week after the fatal shooting of 2 Israeli embassy staffers by that 30-something-year-old dumb guy, shout out, at the Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C., another Free Paris Palestine liberal terrorist. Typical. What a mess. And Gaza, dozens of Palestinians reportedly shot and killed Sunday, attempting to receive food at the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, a controversial new U.S. and Israel-backed distribution program for aid. Multiple eyewitnesses told Commie Nonsense they were fired upon at what is known as Al-Alam Roundabout near the site of the GHF, Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, in southern Gaza. The international community of the Red Cross said they received an influx of 179 cases at its nearby field hospital, including 21 who were declared dead on arrival, DOA, terrible. Other dead and wounded taken to Nasser Hospital. Have they said who shot? Israel's military dismissed reports that its troops had fired at or near the site. However, Israeli military sources, or at least one, acknowledge Israeli forces have fired it toward individuals about a kilometer away. CNN cannot independently verify who was responsible for the shooting, as Israel prevents international media from entering Gaza. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 2.
man to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. And my brand new biblical question for this week is a doozy. What will happen if you neither agree nor disagree with others? What will happen if you neither agreed or disagreed with others? What will happen I don't know what you're saying, N-O-R, what's that? Oh, hate is saying, what will happen if you neither agreed or disagreed with, what will happen if you neither nor disagreed? What will happen if you neither agree nor disagree with others? I see it. My bad. You black. Amazing. You can listen to the show if you're running around doing whatever it is you're doing. You can listen to the show on your iPhone, or iPad, all right? No matter where you are, whether you're jogging or whatever, or you can podcast the shows too, all the shows. What else? And to donate to have your comments read out loud. Oh, you can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App is Monday. And every Monday, we take all calls, but we take the latest call on Mondays as they come in because Monday is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. 888-775-3773. When will you, as an adult, men and women, take control of your own life? What will it take? And what do you expect to happen if you don't? I want to go back to Corey, a first-time caller out of Texas. And he has a 13-year-old daughter with his ex-wife. She has the ex has a boyfriend, according to Corey. And the boyfriend is kissing the daughter on the mouth, on the lips. And Corey finally called the police. So, Corey, you called the police, right?
Yes.
And when you call them, what did they say?
I mean, they immediately took my concern and they did something about it. So it wasn't a situation where I had to call repeatedly. As soon as I made the report, there was a police officer that came to my house that same day. Excuse me, I do. Sorry about that. I had a police officer come out to the house the same day, and they took my information. I relayed the information of the incident, and we went from there.
And what are you expecting to happen now that you reported this to the police?
Just maybe they, not maybe, them get in contact with him and just state back off, essentially.
And so what do you expect? How do you expect your daughter going to deal with this, or what she going to think about you now that you have done this to what she believe her father? She think that this guy, even though you tell her I'm your daddy, she's spending time with you on the weekend. What do you think going to happen with her? I don't really care about what happened with the girlfriend, but I mean, FY. But what do you think going to happen with your daughter and you now that you have done this?
I mean, she'll definitely, I mean, well, I won't say definitely. From my perspective, she'll at least get the notion that her father is protecting her, is doing something about it, and not just sitting behind and just being like dopey, so to speak. So.
And why are you expecting that when she have told you over and over that that's her father?
Well, I'm not necessarily expecting that. I mean, if she doesn't and she looks at me like I'm the most horrible person in the world, I'd rather have that. At least I know I did something within my own conscience in regards to my daughter, at least letting her know that boundaries need to be set between people. And, yeah, I stand on that hill with that notion.
And what do you say her mother going to do now that you've done this?
That's a good question. I'm not necessarily sure. So,
what will happen? So you divorced from this woman. You've been gone
yes.
since your daughter was. Did you say 3 or 5?
Like 5.
Okay. And this man came into her life when she was 5, right?
Correct.
What would happen if you laid your weapon down and walk away? And because, I mean, if you just stop fighting. Lay your weapon down and walk away from this situation, what will happen?
I to answer your question, from my perspective, I have like dad issues, so to speak. So I've always told myself I would always be in my child's life. And at the same time, I've also made the notion before, as I stated earlier, when that blow up had happened, this would be the second blow up, but the first time the blow up had happened, because as I say, we split custody, but there's been a lot of times where, my ex-wife makes it very difficult for me to get in contact with my daughter, where she'll state, well, she's on punishment right now. So she can't like use her phone, which is BS, or I'll make plans. And then all of a sudden, at the last minute, she'll just rip those plans from underneath us. Just, oh, well, we're just gone. We're just leaving. However, if there's an issue with me paying her child support, and she'll quickly get in contact with me, very, very quickly. In regard to my child support, I actually, what I guess I hit the threshold or something because I was sending the money. They sent the money back to me. And I think she's under the impression that the child support should be raised. And so she'll use that as a, not necessarily a bargaining chip, but as a knife to kind of like threaten me where, well, I need more money. I need more money. And until I get more money, you can't see your daughter. And so, I mean, it's just, it's that. And the first blow up that I had, I remember I had spoken to my parents and my mom in particular. I was just telling her, like, okay, I'm done. I'm just going to walk away because, like, I can't, like, reason with this woman. And they were really like, no, you need to be there for her. You need to be there for her being my daughter. And even I've had an old friend of mine who got in contact with me recently. He was under the notion, well, you just need to apologize because he recently got in. He's on his Christ walk, as he states, just telling me, you know, you really need to like humble yourself and apologize to her. And even with my stepfather, who's my dad, he's been on the same token of anytime I bring something up, like the first blow up that I said to him, his words were, well, what did you do to her? And I'm just thinking like, what are you like? That doesn't even make sense. Like she's just acting out on her own accord. But even when we were like married back in the day, we tried doing marriage counseling, and it was something I like really regretted. But my parents, they're heavy in church themselves, and they did our marriage counseling, and I just remember just kind of just being berated the entire time. And when it was time to, I guess in my brain, okay, well, not my ex-wife is going to say something. When they turned to her, she was just quiet as a church mouse. She didn't say anything. So I'm just thinking like, okay, this was just another situation where I just got dumped on. And but to get back on topic, it's just every time I've kind of made a decision to kind of like wipe my hands of it, it's either like family or friends who are saying, well, no, you can't necessarily do that. You know, you need to do right by that woman. You need to, you know, just kind of just let her unload on you. And I'm just thinking, but like, I'm telling y'all, the behavior that you're expecting me to exhibit to her, she's not reciprocating that. And she's not only reciprocating that, I'm getting advice from like my dad, because he would tell me, you know, you need to just, you know, pay the child support, be there for her and do this and do that. And it's like the advice he's giving me.
Stepfather, right?
Yes, correct. He's giving me the advice as if like we're still married. And I'm like, Dad, we've been divorced for like 6 years, but it's like, I can't. She's in a whole other relationship with another man. Like you're telling me like,
why are you getting advice or even discussing your issue with people who are asleep?
Well, I just, at the time, and as I stated, I recently discovered your content. I've always just really had a different like mindset, and I didn't really necessarily realize that others were asleep and I was awake. And I'm not saying in a sense of I'm better or anything like that. Of course not. But coming from Iraq, I grew up in Detroit. I really didn't have my parents did the best that they could, but coming up in the age that I came up in or grew up in, I should state, it probably wasn't the best, but I didn't allow my environment to dictate my future. I joined the Army straight out of high school. I did 14 years, went to Iraq in 03, 04, 08, 09. And I was dealing with a lot of issues at the time that I really did not know how to like analyze properly. And over, I'd say, like the last 7 years, I really have been on a upward path. I was like severely overweight at one point. I lost all that weight. And I realized like I really needed to just have a deeper connection with God. I'm not the biggest church fan. And that's something that my parents are like constantly just, you need to find a church, you need to find a church. But I'm more of, I really just value having my relationship with God. I mean, I pray every soon as I wake up and before I go to sleep. And typically, I'm always praying for others. I don't even like pray for myself anymore. And
why do you pray for others?
Because I care about others. I care about my family. I care about my brothers. I care about my
daughter. And why do you pray for others?
Because I care about my family. I care about my family. I want to see them.
And when you pray for them, what is it that you ask? What are you saying for them?
Just allow them to better themselves and just be protected, and that's basically it.
But why are you praying that for them when that's not what they want for themselves?
That's a good question. It's just I'm not of the, at least from my brain, I'm done with praying to God asking things for specifically for myself, but it's just, yeah, it's kind of out of nature for me to just want my family. So I'm the oldest of four boys. And
because of time, why are you praying for others when they don't want that for themselves? Who are you to pray for them to have something that they don't want?
Good question. I was just under the notion that I should be praying for others, but that doesn't seem to be the right thing to do.
Where did you get that notion from?
Just either a combination of things, whether it's mainly coming up with my own thoughts, and I would say probably just listening to family and whatnot. So,
and have you noticed that those prayers never worked?
That's true. I mean, talking to you now and realizing, yes.
And so why keep praying that, knowing that God's not even listening to that? You're praying to the devil.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I mean, it's just I've been misguided with my own personal thoughts.
Absolutely. Have you heard me say all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything?
Yeah, I'd like to say that. I recently discovered your content. I've been watching like a lot of your old, just older content. I even saw like the church broadcast that you had yesterday. I caught like the tail end of it. And as I say that, I originally saw your information. I just thought it was hilarious because I agree with a lot of your takes on the Black community just in general. I love America. It's the greatest country on earth, and I'm proud to be an American.
You Black?
And yes, I am.
You Black?
Yes. And I don't. Yes. So you Black? Yes.
Because of time, yes. Your question for me is what?
Was I doing the right thing by filing charges on my daughter, my ex-wife's boyfriend, in regards to him kissing her on the lips?
No.
Okay.
I will highly do what you want. I will highly recommend you let this stuff go.
Okay.
You have made a baby with the devil. And this woman is evil. And the proof is in the pudding. If she wasn't evil, there's no way that she would keep your daughter away from you at all. It wouldn't even be about money. She would just know that
the child
loved the father. And as kids, they love the mother and the father. And to separate the father from the children is evil. But you made a baby with the devil because you did not see what you were getting into. Because now you're listening to people who are asleep, your parents, your stepfather, the preachers, your friends, and they're giving you bad advice straight out of hell. And all you're doing, and then you're listening to the thoughts telling you to do this and do that.
Right.
And do that. All you're doing is digging a hole for yourself.
Mm.
And you're still not going to end up with your daughter.
True.
I would recommend, if you still have this visitation right on every other weekend, pick her up. Don't ever argue with this woman again about anything. Just pick up your daughter, go your way, drop your daughter off, and go your way. And as she gets older and she doesn't want you to be with you, okay. That's fine. And leave her alone, too, because she's been turned away from you already.
Yeah, and that was the hard thing I had to really – I came to that notion a long time ago, and as you stated, I let other people influence my decision when I kind of realized, like, I realized the situation, and I allowed just others to kind of bring me back in when I was already seeing
your mother, your stepfather, your friends, everybody setting you up. And all you're doing is making it difficult for you because nobody's on your side. None of them.
Right. And I'm, yeah.
and that alone should let you know something's wrong with this. I'm getting advice from the wrong kind of people.
This is true.
And so,
yeah, it was just getting to a point where I was like, I can't even talk to my dad, my parents. I was like, I have to stop talking to them about certain stuff because, like, it's just.
You got to stop. I recommend you stop consulting with sleep people and you stop consulting with the imagination, the thoughts in your own head, because the thoughts are telling you one thing and then you go do it and it doesn't work. Then the thoughts tell you to do something else, and then that doesn't work, and you keep going back to the deceiver in your imagination. You got to stop listening to thoughts, and you got to stop listening to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I recommend you got to overcome thinking about what other people are going to think about you.
True.
Those people don't love you. They don't care about you, period, anyway. Your mama don't care about you, your daddy, your stepfather especially. They don't care about you. It's all about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They have no love. So what I recommend, cut out the argument. Lay your weapon down and go your way. I recommend do what you want, but I recommend you start working on you to overcome the fallen state. You're limiting your thoughts and emotions, and something is trying to draw you out of it, but you keep going back and listen to thoughts and people, and you keep falling back into darkness. I recommend that you work on you. Forgive your mother for turning you away from your father, impose her will on you. Forgive your father for not being there to protect you from your mother, because the woman you are married to is your mother. You married the woman that you hated. And
yeah, I mean, it got to the point one time where I had to, like, literally block my mom because, like, she was just being just rude one time to the point where I'm like, why do you just have this attitude? Like, I haven't done anything to you. And it's just, I mean, yeah, I mean.
Your mother is evil. And that's why she turned you away from innocence toward evil. And that's why your father couldn't deal with it, because she's evil and she controls your stepfather. And you're listening to the devil when you listen to your mother.
I mean, but I won't even, because even with my biological father, he was on drugs during the 80s and whatnot. So I never really, anytime I would like reach out to him when I came back from Iraq, I hadn't seen him. I could kind of like warm my one hand the amount of times I've seen him throughout my life. But when I came back from Iraq, he asked me for money. I really want to give it to him, but I gave it to him. And then throughout the years, just trying to even have a conversation with him, if I would just call, he would like never answer. But then he would call me and just expect me to just be there at the drop of the dime, like for him. And it just got to a point where I even had to tell my aunt, okay, do not give him my number. Just, I have to block him as well. I'm like, you're not, you can't even get your stuff together. So,
Corey, your family is your enemy. Mm-hmm. So here's what I recommend. You, so you were giving your father money whenever you did speak to him, and now you're expecting, he is expecting you to do that whenever he wants to? He call you?
No. This is over like 20 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Indicating, just giving an example of his behavior that he's shown towards.
Oh, I got you. Here's what I recommend because of time. You got to face your mother and forgive her for what she's done to you. She recreated you in her image. And that's why you are not an independent, free person, because you're just like your mother. So you got to go and forgive. Mother, I'm sorry for resenting, because her mother did it to her. She could do it, you know, so she passed on to you what what she had. She had no love. And forgive her, and don't ask for forgiveness. You apologize for resenting her, and God will forgive you. And then your stepfather, whomever, right? I want you to. I encourage you to do that. I encourage you to let go of this ex-wife of yours and that man that she's with, because they're all setting you up for destruction. And you don't see.
I'm in a relationship now. And the woman I'm with, I mean, she is amazing.
No, she's not.
So it is. Okay.
Ain't no such thing as an amazing woman. What the?
There you go. Okay. Well.
Because of time. So I recommend you drop this whole thing with this guy and your daughter and everything. It had nothing to do with you. They're doing what they want to do. Your daughter's 13 years old, and she's telling you to stay out of it.
True, yeah.
And why do you even go to the football game where they are?
Just showing support for my daughter, mainly.
She doesn't want your support. Why don't you let this all go and work on
that's
you?
That's true.
What?
There is times where, like, you are reiterating things that I've kind of come to realization to. I just didn't want to admit that I knew the truth all along, where I'll have to remind her to get in contact with me or do this. Because she is 13, she's on her phone, and there isn't a 13-year-old on this planet that is not on their phone, is not aware of what's going on.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's just, I knew what was going on, I just didn't really want to face, I didn't have true confidence in my own decisions that I was making, where I realized what was going on, and I didn't want to face it and just accept it, like, that's really what's happening here. And, I mean, you're right, so it's just, I need to just back out and...
Corey, and you need to drop this thing with this man, this whatever you told the police. You need to drop all that and move on with your life. Do the are you familiar with my silentprayer.video?
I saw it on your website. I believe I read it, but I'll go to your website and look at it.
Yeah, go to rebuildingaman.com/silentprayer. But you got to start working on you now. Because all you're doing at this point is digging a deep hole for you, and all these sleep people that you're talking to about, all they're doing is giving you their hell. They're bringing you down in hell with them with all their bad advice. And so you got to stop that, man. If you want to be free, You got to stop doing that and be willing mm-hmm. to be alone.
Yeah, that part. Because I definitely am. I just really let my past interactions guide my future situation with my daughter specifically. As I stated, I didn't want her to not have a father, but I mean, she has a father in her eyes, so
yes.
I can't change that.
Just like you have a stepfather, she has
true.
A stepfather,
mm-hmm.
which is not a real father, but a stepfather.
Right, exactly. Right.
But you gotta drop it before you destroy yourself.
True.
And yeah, then you say you got what kind of amazing woman? Now you with another amazing woman.
She treats me amazingly. How about that?
What's amazing?
She's good to me. So,
In what way?
She knows me. She takes care of me. Not in a baby sense or anything like that.
But how is she taking care of you?
whether it's just a lot of small things that she does for me. I'm in school currently right now, so just making sure like my meals are taken care of or
you live with her
taken care of. She lives with me.
And how many children does she have?
Zero. I don't do single. I don't do any of that. That's
she been married
not.
Before?
Yeah. Has she or have I?
She.
No, she has not.
And no children have never been married before?
Correct.
And why are you letting her live with you?
man, you're really taking this to a territory I was not prepared to go. I could not. She was very persistent. I'll put it like that.
Meaning what?
She was just very persistent about wanting to be with me. So
she insisted that she come live with you?
Well, she was coming from California to come out here to live, to stay with me. And it just got to a point where I was like, you come here every other weekend. You're like, just move in. So
she insisted that she live with you, move in.
Can you repeat that?
She was insisting that she move into your place.
Yes, and just be with me in general.
And why did you say yes to that?
I just, as I stated, she's very good to me. You know, she treats me and everything.
So she made your ego feel good. Where's the love in that? You got another mama taking care of you. Where's the love in that?
Okay. Well, as I stated, she came to live with me. She sacrificed a lot in terms of where she's living at.
She sacrificed nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You sacrifice. She gonna destroy you. Because all you've done, you left one mama, your mama that birthed you. You went to another mama, that woman that divorced you. You were another mama, and this mama making you feel good. It's going to turn out all bad for you. I recommend you get rid of this woman immediately. And I'm not telling you to break up with her, but what I'm telling you, you should not be going through. You got to work on you to overcome the world. Right now, you're too beta, and you're being weak, and you, all you're doing is setting it up for another problem.
Yeah.
Because she's controlling you already.
How do you figure she's controlling?
She moved away from California into your place, and you said yes when you knew you shouldn't say yes.
Well, I mean, it's not like she's just moving in and it's just Humpty Dory. I mean, how can I put it? I mean, she pays me to be here as well. So
tell her to take that money and go rent a place.
You are no joke, man. I mean,
and again, I'm not telling you to break up, but you're too weak to deal with women right now.
Yeah.
And God forbid you make a baby with her, you're going to repeat the same thing.
Yeah.
So, Corey,
go ahead.
Do the silent prayer. Go and forgive your mother and father. Let me know how it goes.
We'll do. I'll do that.
And I
suggest thank you so much for the call.
And leave those other folks alone. Stay away from these people.
Thanks for holding. How have you been? Own family. Okay. All we'll right. do.
Bye. Back in a moment. One of the greatest, if not
the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Amazing. Quick announcement. Number one, Father's Day is coming up. Oh, we love my father. He's my favorite dad. Our father love is so special. Father's Day is coming up. And as a result, cameos. You can get a discount on a Father's Day personal message. Amazing, huh? So get your Father's Day greetings, shout outs in. All right. Right now, there is a sale, a discount on cameos for fathers. Celebrate dad with a personalized cameo video. I'll do them for you. Go to Jesse Lee Peterson. .com. Is it?
Cameo.
Oh, how come they took that out? I don't even see it here.
Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson.
Okay. Hold on here. Okay, for personal shout out, birthday shout out, wedding shout out, anniversary, congratulations, whatever kind of shout out, go to cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And right now we have a Father's Day discount thing going on until June 6th. So hurry up. Get your cameo in. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Is somebody trying to mess me up this morning? Everything all screwed up?
Yes.
It's a setup.
Mm-hmm.
What else? And what else? Check out all our merch and stuff like that. Merch at jesseleepeterson.shop. Or rebuildingaman.com/store. Rebuildingaman.com/store. All right. I'm done with it now, man. I'm too confused. I want to go back to the busy phone. David, a first-time caller out of Indiana, I've been waiting a long time. David, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
What's up, Jesse?
Hey, David.
Doing okay today. I've been watching a couple of your videos past couple weeks. Pretty funny compilations. I had a question. I heard you say you can't be a man if you have an issue with your mother. I have a lot of resentment or hate towards her. And I feel like I'm doing pretty good in life.
Okay. And your question for me is what?
I mean, should I? You say I should forgive.
Yes. When you say you're doing pretty good in life, what do you mean by that?
You know, I feel like I'm a good father. I got, you know, good job, own a home.
Oh. at what good father on a home. What's good about you?
I don't know. I got not much, I'd say. I'm pretty angry person, I guess.
And so what made you call me if you thought that everything was fine? You own a home, you're a good father, you own a couple cows. What's good? What made you call me?
I guess I don't think it's good. Even with those things.
Right. Have you noticed you do not have perfect peace?
Yeah.
What is it like having all those things and no peace? What is that like for you?
Unfulfilling, I guess.
So would you prefer material things, the world, or you prefer peace?
I think growing up into adulthood, I've always wanted material things. I don't really know what peace would feel like.
Do you want peace?
I think so.
You got to go and forgive your mother. She has created you in her image by turning you away from your father, imposing her will on you when you were a kid. And you could not handle that hell in her, and you became like what you hate. And it's never going to change until you can admit it to yourself, you have this anger, which is hatred, and that is separating you from God. No one with anger would never know God. You know about him, or you preach about him, you read about him, you say things about him. It's not true, but you say things about him. But you're never going to know him until you apologize admit to your mother, I've been resenting you and I'm wrong, because your mother did the best she could, but she, because of the evil spirit in her, she turned you away from your father and you became like her. The way you think and the way you feel is exactly the way your mother think and feel. She can't help herself as you cannot help yourself. So you got to forgive her for what she's done to you. And again, don't ask her for forgiveness. Just apologize for resenting her. And God will forgive you because you are admitting to God that you're wrong for judging, for having this anger. Anger is evil. And anyone is anger play God. They think they know what they want. They judge. They think they have decisions, all kind of crap. But you got to face your mother.
And do I stay silent about, you know, she's very political and even will bring, like, one of the biggest things recently, like, bring my child into it. I got a little girl and she posts about her on Facebook, about women's rights and posting my daughter's picture and just always political. She's leftist or liberal or whatever.
How old are you?
I just ignore that.
How old are
25.
You? 25. I will highly recommend you block her once you forgive her. And however she reacts to it, that's on her. She get mad, fine. She cry, fine. But you forgive her and God will forgive you. And then you block her. Let her know you don't want her to be in your life at all, your daughter's life, or anything that has to do with you. But just don't be angry at her. Be done with her.
And one last question, Mike. I really don't know, like, God, and how would I, like, see if, you know, that was maybe the right thing for me?
It's beautiful that you don't know God, because people who think they know God, they never will know him. They know about him, but they don't know him. They don't know his ways. Most human beings that think they know God, they think God, they are comparing their nature to that of God. They think that God, what do you call that hate when you What's in you, you put out there?
Projecting.
They are projecting what they think is God and it's not. So you're fortunate that you don't know God. But when you see that you're angry and you go and forgive, it's God who is allowing you to see that. And so don't worry about knowing him. Don't try to figure God out. Don't try to know God. You just work on your false self. You see that you're angry, admit it, go and forgive your mother and forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. He didn't know how to deal with her. He loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with your mother. So forgive him and do the silent prayer, rebuildingaman.com/prayer. And I promise you, if you stay with this, you will come to know God. It won't be an idea about God. You will know God.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Thank you.
How's your relationship with your father?
It's okay. I mean, we had some issues growing up. He was pretty tough on me, I felt like, when I was a kid, and my mom kind of exacerbated that, I feel like, and he just was trying to, you know, teach me how to be a man.
Yeah.
But things have been better with him after I realized kind of what she did.
Right on. Well, forgive your mother. She can't help herself. She's lost. She's asleep. Don't be angry at her. But keep her out of your life and away from your daughter, away from your cat, away from the dog, away from your house.
Okay.
And block her on everything, right? And then with your father, forgive him. He couldn't help himself. His mother messed him up, so he didn't know how to deal with your mother. And do the silent prayer. Are you familiar with the silent prayer?
No.
Go to rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer so you can be still and know God. And just start watching those thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. The good ones and the bad ones are both set up. They're not real. And start doing the silent prayer. And I'm telling you, David, if you stay with this, you will become a free person. You will have perfect peace.
Thank you, Jesse.
Let me know how it goes.
All right.
But don't be afraid to dump your mother. She's evil.
Copy that.
All right, bud. Take care. 888-7753-773. Let me get some super chat. I haven't done any. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Mr. Zoe gifted the cookie over on pilled.net/Jesse Lee Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Zoe.
As did Mark Schumante, but he gifted the can.
Thank you, Mark.
JMM on Cash App. My husband prays at the table before meals, heart emoji, the mama.
And as soon as the prayer is over, you should, at first bite, you forget about the prayer.
Indeed. Terrible.
Thank you.
Robert, over on the My Pillow Guy fallen state, I was remiss. Just love your show, Jess, says Robert.
Thank you, Robert. It's Jess E.
That's right. He's white.
He white. Thank you, buddy.
C. Sal says, if you ain't air frying, you ain't saved. Angry face emoji. Red.
Amazing. Thank you.
Chat make me smoke pot today. Thanks. Angry face emoji from C. Sal.
Well, you can't blame the chat that you smoke. That was on you. It was happening inside of you. And no one else is to blame for that. Amazing. Thank you.
I bet she didn't actually smoke. Marty says, right. Happy Friday, everyone. Have a wonderful weekend. Happy Memorial Day to JLP and crew. Love you guys. Stay safe.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for your support.
Rerun, says Mark, but a classic. Rest in peace, Phil Robertson. Thanks, Bond, for the good news. Strong arm, heart. Thanks.
Amazing. I had a discussion with Phil Roberts.
Robertson.
Robertson. And on the fallenstate.tv, check it out. It was amazing. May his soul rest in peace. But I'm so glad that I got the opportunity to have a discussion with that man before he expired. Amazing. thefallenstate.tv. Check it out.
Very nice. Someone on buymeacoffee.com answering last week's biblical question, does God allow you to suffer?
We had an amazing discussion about it. I want to get into it today, but I don't know yet. And they respond to that?
Yeah, God doesn't allow us to suffer. We do that to ourselves when we listen to the stranger in our mind and believe it. In God's presence, there's no pain, no suffering. If you believe otherwise, you're a fool.
Amazing. I can't get into it right now because of time, but the one thing I want you to know, for sure and without a doubt, God does not allow you to suffer. God does not cause you to suffer. In God, there is no suffering. God has made it possible for you to not suffer.
Not to suffer.
Not suffer. What did I say?
Well, you said to not suffer. It's better to say not to suffer.
Oh. God made it for you not to suffer. And anyone that think that they are suffering is a lost person. They are asleep. And you blame is evil on God. In him, there is no suffering. I can't get all into it, but I want to, and I will. In him, there's no suffer. Come unto me and rest. How you going to rest if you suffer? Why would God tell you, come unto him, and then make you suffer? What the? He's not trying to get your attention. All of that is from evil. You're one with evil, and you're calling evil God, and you're saying God is making you suffer, when the real you is not suffering at all. FYI, thank you.
Someone bought a coffee. The lies from people, the media, Satan, it's like a big block of butter combining to make a big blob of butter, and it keeps getting bigger until you decide to go in silence with a hot knife, cut through the butter with ease because the lie can't stop it. It has to keep going. If it did stop just for a moment, the truth will catch up in an instant.
What an analogy. Thank you. Amazing. Thanks.
Mind-boggling. Pinocchio's helicopter, three coffees, no message.
Thank you.
Timothy, how do we deal with sexual urges?
By just becoming aware of them, and don't call them you. Don't get angry about them. Don't call them you. Just be aware, and it will work itself out for you. There's nothing you can do about it. Amazing. Thank you.
A. Bryant, forgive, let go, and give mercy, right?
What does that mean, give mercy?
What does that mean? Mm-hmm. I wish I could ask him to follow up on that.
Yeah,
I don't want to put words in his mouth.
Right. Do a little, either call me 888-77-JESSE or make it a little clear. I don't quite know what you're saying about give mercy. Thank you, though. But forgiveness is the way to go.
That's on Cash App. A. Bryant says with a follow-up, Mr. J, keep it piffy, my Nicaragua.
Nicaragua. Amazing.
Anthony on Cash App. Black Fatigue, still around okay. Just checking.
Black fatigue is even worse now. People are fed up with the blacks. They're just done. And so, I don't know. Amazing. Thank you.
David, I want truth.
Right on. Stay with us, and you can have it. And the truth will set you free. Amazing.
Ever Blazer, happy Sunday. Don't be a beta.
Amazing. Thank you. Happy Sunday to you.
Swank and Flow, that's Don Yale. Doxed. Happy day, Whiteheart. Biblical question on last week. Yes, God will let us suffer in our hell when we refuse to apologize to Mother, resist the silent prayer, consort with demonic spirits in our thoughts, and live in the past or future.
God is not letting you do that. Really, God has nothing to do with the darkness, and the darkness has nothing to do with God. Nothing. As a matter of fact, darkness doesn't even know God. Have you noticed that all angry people do not know God? They'll say all these stupid stuff about God and read the Bible and they'll quote the Bible, but they don't even understand the Bible because they have no relationship with God at all. Amazing, huh? But they think they do, and they don't. Thank you.
Tyrannosaurus Rex, happy Sun, S-O-N, Sunday. Jesse Hake, Joel, Anchor Baby.
Thank you.
Thank
Amazing.
You.
Yeah.
That's over on Pilled. Commander Kim with a rumble rant. What is suffering? This is yesterday. And what is the opposite of suffering?
What is suffering?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Suffering is thoughts. They're up in the ones that make you feel good, the ones that make you feel bad. Suffering is anxiety, worry, jealousy, envy, strife, suicidal thoughts, calling yourself something you're not, loneliness, depression. All that is suffering because you're in hell and you're one with evil. Amazing. And without that, when all that is disappear and gone, and it will, if you can see, then you have perfect peace. Amazing. Thank you.
Catherine, why is it that I still have anger? Let words hurt me if I forgive both mom and dad.
If she forgave?
If I forgave both mom and dad, but words hurt, I still let words hurt me. I still have anger.
Watch those thoughts. Don't call them you, and it would just, those words, the pain of word is only hurting your ego. It's not hurting you. So stop calling you, and words would disappear. There'd be no pain.
Mark,
so
just
don't call words you. If you feel pain when somebody says something about you or to you, whatever, just notice it, but don't call it you, because it's not you that's hurting. Yes, you feel the pain in your body, but you're not your pain, and you're not the body. So stop calling it you. You'll be fine.
Mark, Jesus was the answer to the biblical question this past week. If I'm supposed to suffer, then Jesus' sacrifice was null and void.
You're not supposed to suffer. All of your sin been wiped away. And if all your sins been wiped away, how are you going to suffer? What the? You just identify with evil and you're calling it God. Amazing.
Peter 80. Thank you, Jesse and team, for the best fellowship this side of heaven. Amazing.
Thank you, and thank you for your support. I got to stop there.
Okay.
I want to go overseas. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Man, the tango. When I come back from this break, Jane, we got to finish up on those. I want to go overseas to the first-time caller, Afel. Afel, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello.
Afel?
Yes?
Okay, go ahead. You're on the air.
All right. I wanted to ask you a question, but I wanted to give you a little, tell you about what I'm going through right now. And so I feel like me and my husband are fighting too much lately. And what I noticed that I am getting angry at him, and that anger is controlling me.
Yes.
He's ended up controlling me, and I don't know, like, I don't want to be controlled by him.
Yeah.
At the same time, I don't know what to do with it. Like, he's, like, telling me what I can have and what I can't have. Yeah.
Afel, hold on for me, all right? Let me take a quick break. Do not hang up.
All right.
888-77-JESSE. The hate news, not the fake news. One more hour to go. Back in a moment.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you, and I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
Some serious mess ongoing in the world. Russia-Ukraine talks. Are we going to find some peace over there? Trump executive order, mass firing. Oh, yes. And maybe I should skip what month it is, but it is June. A, nice. And black American skulls have returned from Germany. They're, I don't know, what a mess. They were testing it, you know, science. And there, watch out for salmonella from the cucumbers. I guess that means, can you rinse away salmonella stuff? If you rinse your vegetables, does it cure you from getting, prevent you from getting salmonella? I don't know. But do rinse off your cucumbers and watch out because some of the cucumbers have been recalled. Like four dozen people have gotten sick. Hospitalized, maybe. Anyway, so watch out. These fresh vegetables, you just can't trust them necessarily. But they are good for you, but they could be very bad for you. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Today is Monday. Everybody loves Mondays, by the way. It's Female Monday, June 2nd, AD 2025. And there should be a Punchy TV episode, new premiere, coming out after American Anchor Baby. I'm live right after Jesse Lee Peterson, I being The Hake Report. And then no Joel Friday today. Okay, I don't believe that he'll be live today, but we will have American Anchor Baby at noon, and then Punchy TV premiere, 2 p.m. is the plan. Very cool. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports Russia and Ukraine scheduled to meet in Turkey today, if they haven't already, to the next round of peace talks. During their last meeting in May, both countries agreed to exchange their requirements for a ceasefire. Kiev presented their plan last week. Russia failed to do so still. Are they stalling so they can do more hits? In recent weeks, Russia's intensified airborne attacks against the Ukraine, or Ukraine, is stepping up their ground offensive along the front line. Ukrainian forces in response carried out strikes on Russian air bases over the weekend. Drones destroyed dozens of combat planes thousands of miles from the front lines. Impressive work. It's terrible, though. It's one of Kiev's most ambitious attacks since the war began, and successful. Congratulations, I guess. Mass firing in an effort to shrink drastically. The bloated, ridiculous federal government, our greatest president, Trump, issued an EO executive order in February calling for mass firings, more than a dozen agencies. Last month, a federal judge granted a temporary restraining order sought by a federal employee unions. Shout out. Local governments and outside organizations. The order said Trump had the authority to make changes to the government, but needs congressional cooperation for large-scale reorganization. Trump administration appealed, but on Friday night, the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which is usually pretty liberal, I think, they said Trump's executive order far exceeds the president's supervisory powers under the Constitution. Trump had already asked the Supreme Court to get involved in the case once before. Initially, that went nowhere. Likely, the dispute will eventually reach the high court again. I guess I'll skip the Commie Nonsense Network is pushing this gross Pride Month. Terrible, huh? It's not right. It's not good. But anyway, a memorial service held in New Orleans over the weekend to celebrate the return and burial of 19, what they call African-Americans, black Americans, who have since deceased, obviously, whose skulls were sent to Germany for racist research practices in the 19th century, way back in the 1800s. The blacks, caring about the dead, let the dead bury the dead. But shout out, nearly four dozen people in 18 states, if I can do my fingers right, have become ill in an expanding outbreak of food poisoning to recalled cucumbers. So watch out. That is, they were sickened by salmonella. And I forget what that does, but it's, you don't want it. It's terrible. You know what else is terrible, perhaps? Chris Moore, whose daughter, Danielle, was killed in a Boeing crash. He's mad because the DOJ dropped charges against Boeing and the FAA. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. It's the third hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, brand new biblical question. What will happen if you neither agreed nor disagreed with others? What will happen if you neither agreed nor disagreed with others? Have you ever thought about that? What would happen? That's amazing. You can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad if you're running around and can't just sit and watch it, because we are heard around the world by everybody and they mama if you're black, and everybody and their mama if you're white. So you can be listening to the show no matter where you are. You can podcast, but you can listen on your iPhone or iPad by calling the Listen Line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeOnCoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeOnCoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bun JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And every Monday, though we take all calls, every Monday is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight you to hop or to beat me.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Yeah, some right. Of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies.
And they
We've
need
been
to.
Lied to for so long.
Absolutely. 888-775-3773. So I want to go back to a fail out of overseas, a first-time caller, and a fail is having some difficulty with her husband. And a fail, you said you're getting angry at your husband?
Yeah. Yes, I wanted to first share update on my silent prayer.
Okay.
So I do silent prayer now, and it's revealing a lot of things to me, like about myself and the way I am. Like a lot of question I had is like coming to me, without thoughts telling me. It's just like revealing to me.
Yes.
Like when you said about how to make boys first, I was very interesting about that, and I just like give just to myself, like just talk to myself. I'm very interested. What's the secret of that? And the answer was revealed to me, and it was very amazing.
So the answer was revealed to you how to make boys first?
Yeah.
Amazing. Nice.
Yeah. So, yeah. And now I want to share with my friends that have only girls. But another thing is revealed to me that people don't want to help. Like, no one wants my help. No one wants. And if you say, if you want someone to help, they actually hate you for it.
Yes.
So
absolutely.
That's the thing. And I don't want no one to help me because I'm not ready for it.
Right on. Amazing.
And everyone has to come for their own time to receive that help. They need to suffer enough or grow enough. I don't know. And my question was, so I want to give you one example of yesterday. It's a kids' day here, kids' celebration, protective kids' day. And yesterday we were in the park, and I wanted to buy kids the balloon. And my husband says, no, I don't want to have balloon in the house. And I'm like, everything is like, he's just shutting down. Like, restaurant we go in, he says, I don't want to sit here. I want to go somewhere else. Like, in the car, we're listening to music. Like, kids want it. Like, it's supposed to be kids' day, and kids supposed to have fun. But I don't like this music. I don't want to hear listen to music at all. So, we shut down the music. But later, 10 minutes later, he's putting music on what he wanted to hear. So, all day ended up being just about him instead of we all of us having fun. And we ended up fighting in front of, like, a bunch of people and just arguing loudly outside in the park, like, people just looking at us. And I don't know, it's just... So I see the hell in me, and the anger controls me, and especially who I'm angry at. Like, I'm angry at my husband, and he's controlling me, basically. And I'm looking like... I ended up being a loser, basically, when I'm angry at him. I see myself losing, like, completely, and I'm looking, like, embarrassing. Not, like, physically, but you know, to myself, I'm looking very embarrassing. And I don't like that at all. I don't want to be controlled by my husband, or I don't want to be angry. I want to just, like, have peace. But I don't seem to help myself. I cannot literally help myself. Like, when it comes to arguing, I want him to be, like, leading me, but he's not. So I'm frustrated about that, and it keeps going on and on and on. It's not, like, never ends. And now...
So your question me is what?
So, yeah, my question is... how do I deal with when he irritates me or when he tries to make me angry?
What you do is just watch what's happening inside of you. And when the thoughts and emotion of anger comes up, just watch it. Don't call it you. Don't react to it. Just watch it. And don't argue, because it's not his fault. That anger is already inside of you. What's happening is in you, and your husband is not to blame that you get angry. You were already that way when he met you. And so just feel it, live with it, be aware of it, do nothing about it, and don't blame. It will be taken away from you. Don't call it you.
Mm-hmm. So I remember when you said live with it. So I feel it, like,
yes,
like it's telling me do something about it. Like, I cannot just be that way. I need to do something with it. So then I recognize. So another question is, do I have voice myself in my head? Like when you said, do not argue with the devil. So to order to argue with the devil, I'm supposed to have my voice in my head, or I don't.
The voices in your head, don't argue with that either. That's the voice of evil. It's not yours. It has taken your voice and using it against you. It's not your voice. It's not you. So don't argue with that. And don't argue with your husband or anyone outside of you. You're two devils arguing. So just watch and do nothing about it. It will be taken away. You'll be free from it. But if you overreact in any way at all, or you blame your husband for the way you feel, then you're giving life to it.
Mm-hmm. So I do not have voice in my head. Okay. Another thing.
There is a voice in your head, but it's not your voice. It sounds like you, but it's not you.
Yeah. Well, what I mean is that person that's talking in my head is not me. Right. It's like, but I thought it's me because you said, do not argue with the devil. I thought I supposed to have a voice in my head to order to argue with the devil. So, but it's a devil arguing with the devil, right?
Yes. The voice in your head is the voice of evil, the voice of the devil. Mm-hmm. The thoughts that you have.
Pretending to be me.
Yes, 100%.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, another thing, when you said when I have scary moments, I don't know. So, I do silent prayer, and it's like life become like very not interesting. And I didn't have any people around me. Like, no one wants to be with me. and then I start, ask people to be in my life. And I start, calling them because I start feeling very boring. So, and then now I'm thinking, is it because I thought that spirit was dying in me, and instead of letting it happen, I stopped at that process?
100%. When you feel bored and no people in your life, and you feel like, oh, I got to call somebody, have somebody in my life, that is a false life. And you're reaching out to people. When you do that, you're keeping evil alive within you. That's an ego. And what you're going to find if you stay with this and don't feed it anything, it will disappear and the real you will come forth. And the real you is never bored. You've never been bored. You don't need people in your life like that. You'll be fine. But don't do that because you're feeding the false nature, the ego.
All right.
The real you is never bored. The fake you is.
So even no one wants to be in my life, is it because people leaving because I am reminding them of their hell? Or, I don't know.
Well, if you're working on yourself, as you say you are, the darkness in them will hate the light in you. And so they would not want to be around you, but they'll think that it's you. They'll blame you that they don't want to be around. But it's really the darkness is hating the light in you. And if your husband working on himself?
So he said he's working on himself. In the morning, he gets up, he forgets praying. In the night, he's tired, he forgets praying.
And the reason I ask is because if he's not working on himself, if you stay with working on yourself, as the light will get brighter inside of you, and you won't know that this is happening, but as the light get brighter, he would not be able to handle being around you. He would become very angry, but he'll blame you for his anger. He would become jealous and all that, but he'll blame you for it. Not realizing that that's the darkness in him, and it has nothing to do with you. And so if that should happen, don't get mad at him. He cannot see.
And he loves the evil over the good, basically.
Right.
And does that mean that eventually we're going to be separating, right, eventually?
Well, I wouldn't plan to separate or not separate. Have a way to see.
Because, it's out of the, fighting over nothing, basically.
Yeah.
But I see myself, though. I see myself getting angry, so I want to address myself first because I cannot really help myself or anyone. I understand.
Yes.
My prayer revealed to me that I cannot do nothing.
That's right.
Just nothing and nothing. I can do nothing, literally. And it's so like helpless, but at the same time it's powerful because it kind of like God will just help you with when you don't when you're not expecting. And
absolutely.
Another question is,
one thing I want to tell you too, that before, because of time, all angry people blame and judge someone else for their anger. The devil tells them that person made you angry, or that person is angry, so get angry back. And they blame someone else for their anger, and they judge. And so if that should happen, don't get angry. He cannot see. All right? Don't get mad. He just can't see.
Yeah. One more thing. So my daughter getting angry with me, and because I've been listening to you, and she heard you saying women are evil and kids are better off with fathers and mothers, and that she's just completely, like, she doesn't understand the full context of this.
Right.
So whatever she's, like, whatever we arguing with my husband, she's just always on his side, but she's not his daughter. She's from my ex-husband. And right now, she just was crying and saying I'm evil. And when I'm disciplining her, she calls me evil and saying, or you don't know what you're saying, like that. I mean, I don't know how I'm supposed to
deal with this.
She's 10 years old, and she wanted to talk to you.
Okay, tell her when she's acting that way, just tell her, don't be angry. She will understand one day. Just say, okay, you can speak up, but just don't be mad. And you got to stop giving into anger. You got to stop arguing with your husband or anyone so that she can see the difference between love and hate. She'll see it for herself when you stop getting angry.
Yeah, that's what's happening. I'm giving in to anger.
Yeah, and that may her see you as the bad guy.
Yeah. And both of my son and my daughters look at me, and they both of you telling me I am the one with fault. And
how old is your angel. How is your son?
My son is 4 years old. And
four?
Yeah.
Okay. You stop getting angry. You can speak up, but don't be mad so they can see if it's you or their stepfather. All right?
Yeah, the son is his son. But so why? What if I cannot help be angry, though?
You can help it by realizing and don't give in to it. And if you catch yourself getting angry, catch it and stop. And it'll be over. Because of time, I got to run, but just stop doing it and you'll be fine.
All right. Thanks so much, Jesse.
All right.
Can I ask a Bible question?
The new one?
Yeah.
What will happen if you neither agree nor disagree with others?
People will disappear from our life. That will happen.
People will disappear from your life?
Yes.
They
will not like me, and they will disappear from me, yes.
Amazing. I appreciate that. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday, all right?
All right. Thanks so much.
All right.
Appreciate it.
All right. Stay with it.
All right.
All right. Thanks. I want to show you probably... I almost said one of the saddest things, but that's not true, because I know somebody, if I was into sadness, sad situation now. But I want to show you, I've said over and over and over again, and I recommend to the Blacks that they drop their anger, forgive their mothers, forgive their fathers, and God will forgive them, and they'll be free, really. And some are starting to do that, men, Black men and women. And but most are not, which is the way it's going to be anyway. And I've said over and over again, I would ask experts and non-experts, tell me one thing that most Black people have done, politicians, entertainers or whomever, one thing that they have done to make America better, that will enhance the lives of America. Just name me one thing. I ask only for one thing. That majority of blacks have done to make America better. And not one person has ever been able to give me one example of the good. Now it's so bad that not all, of course, but black people started promoting, and they're putting it in the school books. They're promoting evil as good because they have nothing good to teach or to promote or to say this is good. And so now they are pushing evil and calling it good because they have nothing else to show. Isn't that a sad way to live? They are now putting this in school books. They are putting evil. They are putting drug addicts, allegedly drug addicts, and people who hate America, hate the police, into the school books, and they are calling this a good example. And you send your children to the schoolhouse, and they read this stuff. They put up statues of people like George Floyd and others who have done nothing good at all. And now they'll put it in the school book, Black Lives Matter and all that. Isn't that a shame that around the world, and I was really wondering about this over the weekend, what, and I know what it is, but what's going on, that around the world, black people have nothing good to show. When it's controlled by majority blacks or anything in other countries, nothing good. Isn't that, like, interesting? They only have evil and no good. In 12 News, social study textbooks recently appeared at the Scottsdale Unified School District have some parents furious. At the latest governing board meeting, several spoke out against a new U.S. history book, textbook that includes topics like the Black Lives Matter protests, the death of George Floyd, and former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick taking a knee to protest police violence. By, this is what black people want to put in a school book. All evil, and they're calling it good. Watch this from News. 12 News. Watch this.
The Scottsdale Unified School District actually received letters from law enforcement agencies, including the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office, telling them to not approve this new textbook. But in a split vote, they did. It wasn't the $675,000 price tag for several new textbooks that had people upset. It was just one.
This is nothing but anti-police propaganda was being proposed.
A U.S. history book that addresses topics like the Black Lives Matter protests, the death of George Floyd, and NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick taking a knee in response to police brutality.
This isn't education. It's indoctrination.
A crowd gathered at Scottsdale Unified School District's latest governing board meeting to protest this new material, claiming it's activism wrapped up in a textbook.
Black Lives Matter. I don't want my son learning about that.
It portrays us in a negative view.
Jim Hill, the president of the Maricopa County College's Police Officers Association, also spoke out against the book, saying it doesn't provide enough context, bringing up Floyd's criminal history and how many officers were injured in the BLM protests.
They talk about only the things that inflame people, not here's what we've done, here's where we are in policing.
Poor white people. They trying to do the right thing, but now they stuck with the black people all over. I told you not to let these people on your boards, in your government, in your media. This is what they're going to promote. They have nothing else to offer. What happened to the blacks? Black Lives Matter. And according to the report, George Floyd had drug issues. And I believe he reported he'd been in jail. And Colin Kaepernick, a loser. And they're promoting that to the children. And now the white people trying to fight it. Did I tell you not to let these people in your school? What do you think you're going to bring? A holiday? A few said these are topics that need to be covered. And these books are set to be released in 2025-2026 school year. Watch this.
While the majority of speakers were against the book, a few said these are topics that need to be covered.
Now more than ever, it is vital to provide students with a comprehensive education rooted in trust and fairness.
And is it messy? Yes. Is it uncomfortable? Yes. You may not like the fact that George Floyd is brought up, but Derek Chauvin is serving time for murder.
When it came time for the board to discuss, two members were against it, saying they don't like the message it sends to students.
I'm going to stand with our law enforcement today. Thank you.
However, the other three board members said while they received threatening emails, the majority of people were okay with these topics. Those members also said they trust their teachers to add context to the content, giving both sides of what is being discussed.
We followed all board policy and state law. I understand people may feel differently, but we also have to recognize that we're serving a diverse curriculum.
Approving the matter in a split 3-2 vote. These new textbooks are set to roll out in the 2025-2026 academic school year.
That's what you get for letting those women on your boards. What a mess, huh? They are going to be promoting evil and calling it good. Because black people have nothing to... Nothing else. Look like black people would not want this in the school books. And the little kids going to be learning about this. Look like they wouldn't want that. It's time to separate. It really is, bro. I'm warning you, but do what you want. Well, maybe it's too late anyway because now we're having terrorist attacks in our country. I wonder, will they include this in the black history book? This is from Yahoo News. A teenage boy in Maryland arrested for allegedly breaking into 121 cars in a single night was ordered to be released. Then more than a dozen more vehicles were looted the next day. Will they put this in their black history books? Watch this from NBC for Washington.
Hey there, this is an absolutely insane story. We are talking about a juvenile, a 16-year-old, being implicated in over 100 vehicle break-ins, all of it happening in one night, not just in Prince George's County, but also in Anne Arundel County and Howard County. I want to get over to the chief of the Laurel Police Department, who just walked away from this podium and updated us. 121 vehicle break-ins. Three teenagers. You were able to arrest one and charge one just last week. What's the deal with the two other teenagers, Chief?
So due to the continuing investigation, our detectives identified two other young people that were involved, and we anticipate them to be in custody later today.
We're looking at video right now of what happened on the night of May 4th, car after car after car. It's 121 in total. What was it, like 40 or 50 just in the city of Laurel alone? Yeah.
We had 54 here in Laurel. The rest were, as you mentioned earlier, Howard County, joining Prince George's County, and Anne Arundel County.
And what were these kids doing?
They were just simply going through neighborhoods and targets of opportunity, breaking into cars. If there was something in there, they would steal it. If there's nothing in there, they'd move to another car.
I thought that Prince George County is where people say the black neighborhood are well-to-do. What the... The treasure chest is now open on D-Live, and I'll be right back. We have a counseling service. And I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Prince George County is where people say the black neighborhood are well-to-do. It looks like well-to-do to me. But first, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report, right at the top of this hour from 9 to 11. And then at 11, no Joy of Friday today. He'll be back tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, and the creek don't rise. All right? And at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. The baby? The American Anchor Baby. And at 2 p.m. today, Punchin' TV, brand new episode. Watch this.
Special guest, Jess Lee Peterson.
How am I special? I'm here every day.
We got some stories to show you.
Oh, Lord.
I have a theory about white people. So I feel like
this girl, one of the dumbest girls I've ever seen. This is part of that white genocide coming.
There's this guy that recounts seeing Lucifer fall from heaven.
I don't know.
I would love to interview him because I want to know what type of drugs he used.
Is it possible that you can still fall away though you're in heaven?
What now? Punchin' TV, punchin.tv at what? At 2 p.m. Pacific time. All right, amazing. And we have a special going for Father's Day, a discount on the shout-outs, cameos. The shout-out cameo. Go to cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Cameo, cameo.com. A special shout out. For a special shout out, we have a cutback for this for a week. One other quick thing, the men's forum this Thursday. Men's forum this Thursday at 7 p.m. every first Thursday of the month. So here's the last soundbite on this beautiful, just gorgeous atmosphere with black people. These are juvenile that was accused of 121 break-ins of automobiles in one single night. The juveniles were released. The juvenile was released within 5 hours of arrest. And Laura police chief believe accountability is needed. WBC4, Washington.
We had 54 families just here in Laurel who lost their car for a period of time. That's also a loss of money on their deductible that the family many times can't afford. And we have community meetings. We hear about this repeatedly. And people are upset there's no accountability. The people that are responsible for doing this should be held accountable to make these families whole and their losses. And also, there should be an amount of rehabilitation within the system. This young man was released within 5 hours of us taking him into custody, back into the environment that he came from. That's not an unusual circumstance. And frankly, from what we see is there's little to, if any, accountability down the road from the system, the rest of the system. There needs to be an amount of accountability. That's the only way they're going to learn not to do this. And they need to make sure that the people, our victims, at least in some way, are made whole from their losses.
Amazing. Black fatigue. What a mess, huh? What's wrong with the blacks? This is what happened and is happening in South Africa with the genocide of white people. But it's way worse as it is getting worse here in America. But do what you want. Let me go to first-time caller. Oh, she just dropped. Let me go to Marilyn out of Florida. Marilyn, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, Marilyn.
Can you hear me?
No, I can't.
You can hear me now? Awesome. How are you?
All is well. Are you on a speakerphone or something?
No, I'm not on a speakerphone.
Okay, go ahead. You're fine right now. Go ahead.
Okay, great. I just want to talk to you about God again. I feel like we're all gods, and I don't understand why you don't think we are all gods because of God.
And why do you feel like, so you feel like you're a god?
I feel like we're all gods because of God. Yeah, I feel like we are who our Father is.
So you feel like you're a god?
Yes.
And what is that feeling? What does that feel like?
I mean, he who sent me has not left me.
What?
I said, he who sent me has not left me. I feel like we are all just, we were made in God's image.
So what does it feel like? What are you feeling like when you're feeling like you're God? What does that feeling feel like?
Well, it's not the greatest feeling when I'm the only one that knows I'm God. If everyone knew they were God, it would feel a lot better, I think.
Well, why do you need others to feel it? If you feel like God, why do you need others to feel that way?
Because I don't want other people gatekeeping me. I don't want to be gatekept.
And why not?
What do you mean, why not? Because I'm not a slave.
What does that mean, gatekeeping you?
Well, God said we are friends, not slaves.
But what does that mean, I don't gatekeeping you?
It means other people controlling and manipulating what I do, what I think, how I feel.
And so how can someone, a human being, control God?
They do it every day. We're under this system.
But
we're under this system that we're...
How can anyone or anything control God?
Nothing can control God. That's why everyone needs to know they are God.
And so why do you feel that you're being controlled if you're God?
Because I'm forced to use money when all the technology already exists to turn this world into a thriving oasis. So I don't understand the insanity of the system, I guess.
But why are you feeling that you can be controlled if you are God?
Because everyone has to work in this system. If everyone knew they were God, everything would be free.
But what does that have to do with you? You're not free.
I'm not free. I know I'm not free. I'm not free because people don't know they're God, too. So they won't let me be free.
But what does other people have to do with you being free? If you're God?
Because I do live in reality. It doesn't disassociate from me, even though people can disassociate from it. Reality still exists. We're still in this hour. In this hour, people are freaking retarded.
What is your reality, God? When you say you're living in a reality, what's your reality?
We are all kings and queens. Everyone.
No, what's your reality?
What is my reality?
Yeah, you say you live in reality, right?
Right, the reality around me.
And what is your reality?
My reality is I'm God. Everyone else's reality is that they're not God. So there is a confusion. There's a disconnect.
But what does that, why you don't have peace because somebody else's reality is different from yours? God.
Because we're all a part of the body of Christ.
What does that have to do with you, though?
Because they affect me.
But how can they affect God?
Oh, my God. Because they don't know they are God.
But how can they affect God? Because they don't know that they're God. How can that affect God? Nothing can affect
you
the true
me.
God.
I mean, you tell me God sent his son, his blameless
you
son,
the one said
to
that
die
you
for
God.
Sinners. So they were affected by, people affected God to make him do that.
Marilyn, you the one said that you're God. Why,
right.
How can the world affect God? How is that possible?
Because everyone else is God. People is just a made up concept.
Amazing. God, I got to run. I ain't got time to play.
I love you, Jesse. I'll call back.
You too. Okay. What? Amazing. I wonder, speaking of God, do y'all feel sorry for this woman, this so-called mother? Do y'all feel sorry for this mother being detained by ICE? Here's a video showing a mother sobbing. I want to die in Spanish during the ICE arrest. From X, do you feel sorry for her or what? Watch this.
Esto está pasando exactamente aquí afuera de la Corte Federal en San Antonio, donde esta mujer vino a una cita para seguir su proceso. Sin embargo, está acompañada por el niño.
When she's crying, she's lying.
I guess she's sick too. She's got like a cough, like a flu, maybe.
Ship that one. If she hadn't come here, we wouldn't have to ship her back home. Why is she so upset? She's going back home. Did you understand what they were saying?
I did understand some of it.
What?
The boy was saying, "Be calm. Be calm, mother. Here I am. I'm here." Tranquila.
Yeah.
Aquí soy yo.
Oh, Nick understood it too. I forgot Nick's Spanish.
Yeah, Nick is
no,
right
no.
Here.
Hake understands Spanish. You're good.
Said, Patilla. You're good.
Tranquila. That means be tranquil. Be calm.
That was the boy was telling.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
Mama needs to listen to the son.
Indeed.
You know, after looking at that video.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let them all in. No more country. No more America.
The anchor
after
baby
looking
can
at
stay.
That video.
Only the anchor babies can stay. Ship that woman back home. She cried about going back home. Normally people cry when they leave home. Not when they're going back home. What the? They might tell her to come here. It's all in that. And if you're an emotional person, you're going to fall for it. And then you're going to get a picket sign. Amazing. Super chat. Oh.
Nice.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Marty, happy Sunday, everyone. An amazing fellowship. Much love.
Thank you. Thanks for your support.
Jody Samurai, close your eyes if you can't see it.
Amazing. Thank you.
Mata, happy Sunday, friends.
Happy Sunday.
Tony, let go, let God be present. Don't judge.
You got to totally surrender if you want to be free. You got to let go completely of everybody and everything. Including your own illusion. Amazing. Thank you.
Mara. Oh, I already know. Everblazer, God doesn't allow you to suffer. You only suffer when you are in the fallen state, also known as living for the world, following Satan.
It's amazing to me that a Christian can believe or think that God is allowing you to suffer created suffering, causing you to suffer, want you to suffer, need you to suffer. Well, he has made you free. Peace I bring to you. What the? But I know why it's happening. But for those who want to know, it's not true. Period. Thank you.
Triple T, amazing. Nice to hear from you, man.
Amazing. Thank you.
Electrics on site, one with no message in a second. What are examples of how does God communicate? Examples of how he communicates.
He communicates with a voiceless voice. It's a knowing. Without even knowing how you know. It's a voiceless voice. He communicates by the light. Amazing.
Kale, evil people love suffering.
That's for sure.
Pastor Chatelet.
Oh, amazing.
Unpilled, gifted the cookie. Amazing fellowship.
Thank you. Check out yesterday and the rest of the Sundays. Fellowship, rebuildingaman.com/church.
Billy, thank you, Jesse.
Thank you.
Ripiando, God allows us to experience whatever we need to experience in order for us to return to love.
God doesn't allow you to experience any of those things. He's not even involved. Amazing. Thank you.
Kohlberger, very interesting fellowship, Jesse. What a banger.
It was a doozy. Thank you, God. Amazing.
Over on Bond IG, 143 TBY, Dr. Peterson. Is it true you used to study dinosaurs?
No. What?
Hannes bought a coffee.
I wouldn't know how to study dinosaurs if I had to. Amazing. Thank you.
Hannes, God does not allow you, the real you, to suffer. Only the devil, his children, and the false you possessing you suffers.
I promise you this. Anyone that's feeling pain, emotional pain, and thoughts, you're one with the devil. Really. But you're calling it God. What a sad way to live. Thank you.
Jamil, hey, Jesse, great church. My question, is it okay to be curious and wonder about why God lets evil room in the world? Why do he let the serpent talk to Eve? Why doesn't he just throw it out? Is it okay to wonder why?
I suppose, but don't come up with an answer. I suppose, but don't come up with an answer. Amazing. Thank you.
Jamil, I like Hake, but he seems a bit stiff and nervous during church. Why not let him talk 5 minutes at the beginning so he can get over it? Only a suggestion, and thanks, as always, for everything.
The reason I don't, because Hate is, like, busy over there. What y'all don't know is, like, he's running everything. What are you doing?
I'm the church producer.
He's the producer, so he's, like, producing. And if I get him to talk for 2 minutes or so, it would take him away from what he's doing to run the meeting, make the meeting happen. Thank you, though.
Thank you, Jamil. Nice feedback. Soul Conscious, 5 coffees. Jesse, amazing church last weekend. A friend died, passed away. I could not stop crying. The more I tried to stop, the worse it got. Eventually, I gave up, stayed in my hell until I overcame it. Did the assignment. You are 100% correct. Thank you.
Amazing. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. The next time you start crying, because there's never a reason to cry. There's never a reason to cry. But the next time you do it, for whatever you think is the reason, I want you to ask yourself why you're crying, whether it's at a funeral, a wedding, or whatever, birth thing or whatever. Ask yourself, why am I crying? You're going to be shocked when you discover right in the midst of your tears, and it will help you. Thank you.
JV, the great 3 coffees, Job 2, 1 through 13, touches on the biblical question, why does God allow you to suffer? Can you all explain that? It's not long. I'll have to look into it, that verse, J.V. the Great, that passage.
Number one, check it out. We dealt with it yesterday on at the fellowship, rebuildingaman.com/church. And tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and creek don't rise, I'll discuss it again. We just don't have the time for right now. I wanted to today, but we will tomorrow. But so, Derek, remind me of that. Thank you.
Great news, Jesse. Not... says Madeline with a coffee. Today at my school, dress like the opposite gender day for students.
What?
The devil's winning. No one notices. Thank God for the silent prayer, or I would feel sad.
Nice. Don't. Amazing.
Wild stuff.
Yes, sure is.
Anthony on Cash App, a few Cash Apps. Foolish females, Moon Day Monday already. Okay, which one is it? Black Democrat or female fatigue?
Both.
And. Both. Anna, Banana, and my people come in here on rafts and boats, says Anthony.
What a mess. Thank you.
Country Rich asks on X Live.
Ask!
Live today. Can it be reborn if we as a country change our ways? You know, you say the country's gone. Can it be reborn?
No, the country's gone. I mean, if all hearts change from anger to love, which is hatred, playing God, then yes, but that ain't going to happen. Only a handful of people really want the truth. Even people who pretend they want the truth really don't want the truth. Because if they want the truth, when situations happen in their life, they wouldn't blame others or turn on people and all that kind of mess. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Over on X, Joe asks, you're right.
Ask.
Or he says, you're right, brother. The American way of life is dwindling right before our eyes.
It's really gone. Now, we've allowed, well, our government have allowed the Allah Uaba people come in and say death to America, burn flags and put up Allah Uaba flags. And now they're committing terrorist attacks on American soil. They are in here now. They're here. And nothing's going to change. It's only going to get worse. Amazing.
Nice. Not nice. Frederick on Cash App, what is your favorite song?
I don't know. That's an interesting question. I don't know what a favorite is right off the cuff. But if I do remember, I'll let you know. Thank you.
On Buy Me a Coffee, Brian, Jesse, when will the new White History Month t-shirts be released? I'm getting married this July and want to wear it at my after my wedding.
July just feels white. You can get them now, I think. Go to Rebuild.
TBA. TBA. We'll make sure that it's
on the site. Okay. We'll announce it TBA.
To be announced.
To be announced.
Madeline with another coffee. Hey, Jesse.
Most likely tomorrow, but be TBA.
Yeah. We have Cracker Barrels here in Virginia.
Who's that?
Madeline.
Okay.
Best breakfast this side of heaven, so claims she. Pancake
Cracker Barrel. Thank you. I thought they were all gone by now.
They're still out in the boonies.
Let me do this, Hate.
Okay.
I got to stop right there.
We're ready.
We caught some time.
More later, guys.
I want to go out to Dubai. Dubai and talk to, is it Luai?
It's Luai. Hi, Jesse. How are you doing?
Hey, Luai. All the way from Dubai.
Yes, that's correct.
Amazing. Go ahead.
So, Jesse, what I want to ask you, first of all, I want to say I'm a big fan. I've been watching you for about, I think, 5 years now. And you've changed my outlook and perspective on life in lots of ways. And the first thing I want to ask you is, I feel like you're very unique when it comes to a Christian. I'm not sure whether you're called a pastor. And I want to ask your view on religion. I know that I've watched in one of your videos that you said Christianity was never meant to be a religion. And so, and I do like believe in, a lot in your beliefs, but I want to see your take on it. What did you mean by when you said that Christianity was not meant to be a religion, or that what you believe isn't meant to be maybe taken too literally?
Religion is man-made, and God is not in it at all, and that's why it doesn't work. It's man-made. And that's why they fight over it, because whatever you own, you fight for it, and even if it's not worth it. So God is not in religion at all. It's man-made. He has nothing to do with religion.
But when you preach Christianity, and when you quote the Bible, and when you base your beliefs on it, doesn't it mean that you are religious in that sense?
My belief is not based on religion. My belief is not based on the Bible. My belief is only based on the Spirit of God. He said to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And when you do that, you cannot go wrong. But it's not based on anything but the truth.
I hear that, and that makes a lot of sense to me. But where I don't consider myself a kind of a believer is when it comes to, for example, the afterlife or the heaven and hell and the, you know, after life. I do understand when you say that heaven can be lived. You know, when you are alive, you can experience heaven or hell right here on earth in the present.
Yeah.
But religion tries to answer, you know, the question that maybe no
there
one can know, which is...
Because of time, if you can, call me back tomorrow, another day, and remind me that I asked you to call back. But I want you to know there is no afterlife. There's only now life. If you live now, that's all that exists. There is no afterlife.
Yeah, sure. That makes a lot of sense. And I can call you back tomorrow.
Okay, call me back tomorrow because I'm going to run out of time and I want to be fair to you.
All right, sure. Have a nice day, man.
All right. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Brian says, I've been told, based on some song, it's now a white man's summer. Nice.
Yes, I'm glad somebody told you. Amazing.
Anissa, no message.
Thank you.
The River Nile, a member on Jesse Lee Peterson YouTube. Can we have both peace and material things?
Yes, but don't identify with the material thing. Those things are for you to function on Earth, but not to get an identity.
Zit. Sorry. Says, hey, JLP, when I wake up, I practice silent prayer, and before bed, I still my mind and thinking. Every feeling and everything outside of me is broken.
Right. Just watch it. Don't call it you. You'll be fine.
Nice. Dustin Cross on the Rumble subscriber. Is it considered a slander to spread positive things about another person?
No such thing as positive. Amazing. Thank you.
Three copies from Eric. The devil is everyone who's asleep, and 99% of people are asleep, and you're the devil. Admit your evil. JLP.
Amazing. I rest my case.
Stephen from Rotterdam, the Netherlands. Biblical question answer of five coffees, by the way.
From last week?
This biblical question.
What will happen if you neither agree nor disagree with others?
This one is so deep. I was doing silent prayer before sleep and remembered the BQ. Then I realized what I have to do is with thoughts. Treat those imposters both the same. So what would happen? Freedom, insight, truth, love. Love y'all.
I put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you. Amazing. Love you back.
Lori, biblical question answer. When I drop agreeing and disagreeing with others, I can clearly see it's a waste of time making judgments for thrills. I don't need to be affected by another's world. Nice question.
Thank you. I put my two cents in on Sunday. Amazing.
And shout out to the top contributors on the DLive crew. All y'all. Severio Jones, Games for Reckon, everybody. And... we got to stop there, guys. Thank y'all.
Thank you. Amazing. Amazing. I'm out of time. Hate coming up. Then the Anchor Baby. And then Punching TV at 2. Bye. We have a counseling service. And I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.